This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday of carrying out strikes in Iraq and Syria to boost his image as the presidential election campaign is heating up, not in retaliation for a deadly attack on American soldiers. The United States began the airstrikes on Friday against dozens of targets linked to Iran-aligned groups after three U.S. soldiers were killed in Jordan in an attack Washington blames on Iranian-backed militias. Last week's wave of U.S. airstrikes in Iraq aimed at pounding targets associated with almost 170 attacks by Iranian-backed militias on U.S. forces in the region appears to expanding the fissure between Washington and Baghdad. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has the latest.
The Pentagon rejected Iraqi allegations that those killed were with the Iraqi security forces.
As we conduct these strikes, we are very focused on Iranian-backed proxy groups.
Major General Pat Ryder.
We're striking terrorist groups that are supported by the IRGC.
Ryder says Baghdad is a valued ally, adding the U.S. is not planning for a long-term military campaign against the militias in Iraq and Syria. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The main UN Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, on Monday claimed a humanitarian convoy was hit by Israeli gunfire. UNRWA Director of Communications Juliet Toma said it was the third time a UN convoy had been exposed to attack while delivering supplies. The head of UNRWA is visiting three Gulf states this week, seeking to drum up support after key donors suspended funding following Israeli allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October 7th attack. This is VOA News. Russia is preparing for the presidential votes next month, an election overshadowed by the country's full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearing its second anniversary and a crackdown on political opponents and the media. Marcus Harton narrates this report from the VOA Moscow Bureau.
Boris Nadezhdin is the hope of pacifist voters in Russia, the only electoral candidate whose platform includes a proposal for immediate peace talks with Kyiv. But his candidacy could quickly disappear. The Russian Central Election Commission says 15% of signatures among the more than 100,000 that the candidate presented to endorse his candidacy are invalid. For some independent observers, this is a political decision aimed at preventing incumbent President Vladimir Putin from having to face a pacifist. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
Chile began 2 days of national mourning Monday for at least 122 victims of a raging wildfire, with the surge continuing for the missing as survivors pick through the scorched remains of their lives. The streets were strewn with charred cars, debris, and ash after flames tore through crowded hilltop neighborhoods in the coastal region of Valparaiso in the world's third deadliest wildfire this century. Britain's Buckingham Palace announced on Monday King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone for now his public-facing duties. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The palace did not disclose what form of cancer the British monarch had, but said he is, quote, wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. Charles spent 3 nights in a hospital last month where he underwent a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. The palace said a separate issue of concern had been spotted during the hospital visit, but did not give any further details on the nature of the cancer. A royal source said that it was not prostate cancer. The 75-year-old monarch was crowned in September 2022, following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Senegalese lawmakers voted late Monday to delay this month's presidential election until December, an unprecedented move that has sparked international concern over a country normally seen as a beacon of stability in West Africa. The bill was passed near unanimously with 105 votes in favor and one against after opposition deputies were forcefully removed from the chamber. It paves the way for President Macky Sall to remain in office until his successor is installed, despite growing concern about the erosion of democracy. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.